Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I am your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this morning from Insanity to Sane Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast this morning. I am so blessed to be here, and I am glad and I am thankful that you are here as well. As you, many of you know, I have been announcing over the last few weeks that this broadcast will be ending very shortly. At the end of this month, I stretched it out. It was supposed to be in April. I extended it an extra month because there were a few interviews that I had that people have reached out to me wanting me to do the interview. And so I'm going to have a very sweet surprise coming on May the 21st. So you're just going to have to tune in for that. That is one episode you do not want to miss. And, I'm going to tell you this much. Go visit my website at www.frominsanitytosane.com. You'll see for yourself on May the 21st at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God had opened up a door for me this week with NBC, and through that connection, I will be interviewing three of the contestants on the hit television series The Voice, which is season 8. So I'm going to be doing three interviews on May the 21st. That's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My first interview will be from 9 to 9:10 with one of the contestants. And then I have another interview back-to-back, which will be from 9:10 to 9:20, and then from 9:20 to 9:30. So I will be doing a 10-minute interview with these three contestants. It is a privilege for me to actually do it, and I just thank God that he opened up that door for me to do it. And on the 28th will be the last episode on Thursday mornings, and I'm entitled that episode, When One Door Closes, Another Opens. So I would just like to keep all of you informed so that you know what to expect week after week. This morning I had a special guest that was supposed to join me in the studio. I'm not sure exactly what happened to him. I had arranged it with his publicist weeks ago, so I'm really surprised that he did not show up this morning. His name is O'Neill Duncan. He is a singer and songwriter. On the beginning of the show, you heard a little bit of his music called I Know. So anyway, you know, we're just going to just move forward with today's lesson, and I'm just going to just speak from my heart this morning. Over the past few weeks, God's been doing something in my life, and this morning I get up, and in my devotion, there was a message, and God's been speaking to me about patience and waiting. You know, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So he's been really speaking to me in that area. And another area that he spoke to me this morning in, and it was waiting. You know, so many times that we we say, okay, God, I'm going to wait on you. And then sometimes we go in ahead of God, you know, and we try to make things happen on our own. Well, this morning in my devotions, and I get devotions from Bible Gateway, and I also get devotions from Proverbs 31 Ministries, which is a wonderful ministry that you can get so much knowledge there and so many devotions. And it speaks to you just where you at, because each woman, you know, has something unique. And it's with a scripture, and it's also with a life-changing event in their life. And because of that, you know, this morning's devotion spoke to me, because I didn't realize that when we, and many of y'all may not realize this yourselves, you know, we just go through life and, you know, we just don't pay it any mind. We really don't go deep with it, and sometimes we don't sit still long enough for God to actually speak to us. But what God was speaking to me this morning about, and it's a message that I received it on my own, but I want to also give it to you as well, because I know it's going to bless you and it's going to help you to grow in your walk with Christ. And what happens is that when we wait on the Lord, and sometimes God doesn't come when we want him to come, but he's always on time, and we have a good idea what God wants to do in our life, at that exact moment, and this is what seems to happen to a lot of people, is that when we're waiting on God, sometimes we try to manipulate the situation. And I know when we say the word manipulate, we don't like that word, because that word means so many things to so many people. Some people may view that word as witchcraft. You know, some people may view that word as being trickery. So there's many different forms that people can really take that word and go with. But I'm going to go ahead and say it, because it applied to me, and I know if it applied to me, it applies to other people as well. I'm not the only one, okay? And what happens is that when you're waiting on God and you don't fully wait, you're trying to make open doors for yourself, you're trying to walk through doors, you know, that you feel, okay, God, you know what, I've waited long enough, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and try this and do this. Okay, what God spoke to me about, and he wanted me to tell his people this morning, is that that is a spirit of manipulation, because you are manipulating God. Now, when we take that word manipulation, okay, what does that word mean to you? What do you identify when you hear that word manipulation? You know, now for some people, it may mean one thing. To others, it may mean something totally different. Okay, so we're going to break down that word manipulation, ideal word of it, and get the meaning of it. Okay, it's a type of social influence that aims to change the perception or behavior of others through underhanded, deceptive, or even abusive tactics. Now, when we hear that, we don't like that. You know, we don't like that meaning. Okay, because what it basically saying is that we're trying to do something underhanded, you know. We're trying to undermine God, and that's what it is. When you take matters in your own hands and you go ahead of God, that is what you're doing. You're being underhanded because you're trying to move God's hand, and you're trying to manipulate God into God doing something for you, okay, that was not in his plan for your life, okay? So I just want to encourage you this morning, as I encourage myself this morning in my prayer time this morning, myself, just me and God, is that we all have had times of that. And sometimes when you've been waiting for so long, you know, you just wonder, when is it going to be over with? I've waited. You know, I've done everything, God. I've done everything what you told me to do. Okay, I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been reading your word, I've been studying your word, you know, I've been praising you, I've been worshiping you, I'm doing all of this, okay? And I've been faithful, I've been obedient, I've done everything that you said to do, even things that did not feel right, I did. And then you wonder, okay, when is my time going to come? When is the storm going to pass by? You know, because we can sit there too long, and that's that middle section. You know, that is that section where we get impatient because we've been sitting there a long time. At the beginning of the storm, you're strong, you're mighty, you're fierce. At the end, you know that God has the final say over your life. Okay, but it's that middle section that we can grow weary at, you know, and that's the section that Satan will always attack you the most. He will get you the most. He will get you to undermine your own purpose. He will get you to believe that you're not walking in your purpose, that God has not called you to do this. You know, he will try to convince you that everything that you're doing is in vain. He will try to convince you that everything that what you're doing is not making a difference. Okay? I've been there. I'm in that middle section right now in my life, you know, and there are moments that he'll try to tell me that. But at that moment, and I remember the other night, it was night before last, it was Tuesday evening, and I was watching television, and I was flipping through the channels, and I saw that TD Jakes was on TV. So I immediately turned him on, you know, and I was listening to his message, you know. And at that exact moment, I heard something that made a difference in my life at that exact moment, because my mind was under an attack for about a week prior to this. A week prior to just this past Tuesday, my mind was under an attack, you know. And there was, you know, I mean, the enemy was bringing every negative thought, everything that he could possibly throw at me in my mind, he was trying to do it. And that's why every morning I pray over my mind. And, you know, and I put on the mind of Christ, because I have to every single morning, because I know that is the one place that Satan will attack you the most, is in your mind. Because if he can get your mind, he'll get your soul. You know, he'll get everything of you if he can get your mind. So your mind is what he's after. So you have to, you know, keep that mind set on God. And I'm not going to sit here and say that there are days or moments, you know, that my mind, you know, that when the enemy tries to attack my mind, that I don't sit there and I'm, you know, and I may think about a thought, but I don't, but I try my best not to dwell on that thought. You know, I can't stop thoughts from entering my mind. I can't stop that, okay? But I know I do not have to yield to it. I don't have to believe those deceptive lies that Satan tries to convince me of. So what happened was, as I was listening to T.D. Jakes, he was teaching, you know, about Paul, you know, and how Paul, it was like that he had this thorn in his side, and he prayed three times, you know what I'm saying? And then he also took it back to how when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, how he prayed three times, you know what I'm saying? You know, so it's just ironic to me that those two comparisons, you know, became so real and evident. But the gist of the story was, is that three times Paul prayed, but God did not remove that thorn, okay? Now, some people wonder what that thorn was, you know. Some people speculate, do we really know what that thorn was? No. But Paul realized one thing, is that if God does not remove the thorn, okay, he knows that God's grace is sufficient, you know. And as I was listening to that, as T.D. Jakes was saying, you know, that God's grace is sufficient for you, I got so excited that after his message, I went into my prayer closet, you know, and I mean, I just had a talk with just me and God, and that was a word I needed to hear, that everything in my life, that God's grace is sufficient for me. You know, and I just want to encourage you this morning that if you're going through something, or you're battling your health, you may be battling a relationship, you may be going through financial struggles, you know, you may be dealing with a wayward child, a child that has gone astray, whatever that your struggle may be this morning, just take heart and know that God's grace is sufficient for you, that his power is made perfect in your weakness. It is sufficient for you. Everything that what you need, God has given you for the season and for the fight and the battle that you have. God has everything. He has given you everything that what you need. If you needed more, he would have given you more. Some people, they may be in a difficult place right now financially, and they'd be like, God, I wish I had more money. I wish I had a better job that paid me more money, okay? Look at it like this way, and this is what God had to show me last year, you know, and he spoke to me. He says, Barbara, he says, if you needed more, I would have given you more. Everything that you have right now, I have given you. Okay? And not only have I given you, but you have what you need. It is sufficient for the season that you're in. And I sat back and I thought about it, you know, and I kept pondering on it throughout the day. And I was like, God, thank you. You know, I do have everything that I need. I have what I need for the season that I'm in, you know, because if God knew that I needed more, then he would have given me more of this, or he would have given me more of that. So if you find yourself in that position today and you feel that, okay, I don't have enough, I don't have what I need, you have what you need for the season that you're in. And as you go to that next season, then that increase will come, okay? But you have to always be thankful for what you do have, because trust me, there's someone out here right today that would trade places with you. Someone you may be battling in your health right now. Okay? Someone would trade places with you because they may be battling cancer. They may be battling leukemia. They may be battling other terminal illnesses in their life. You know what I'm saying? And they would trade places with you. You know, you may be like, okay, you know what? I don't have enough money. Someone that's living on the street would trade places with you because they don't have a home. Okay? You may feel, all right, you know what? I wish I had, you know, I'm getting tired of eating, you know, oodles and noodles soup. I get tired of eating this. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had a steak. Well, there's someone out here that don't even have oodles and noodles soup. So what the message that I'm trying to say to you this morning is that always have that mind and that mindset and that heart. And it's not so much of a mindset, it is a heart set, that your heart have to be right and just be thankful for what you do have, because so many people don't have that, you know. So just be encouraged today, you know, that don't look at what you think that you do not have. Think about all the things that God has done for you. Look at all the doors that he has opened for you. You know, things that could have killed you a long time ago that you're still here, okay? When you could have lost your mind, God kept you, you know. When that wayward child went astray, how God brought the prodigal back. So think about things that God has done for you, you know. But always know that what God did then, so many times that's how we box God, because we feel, okay, now I did this back. God did this in 2012. God did this in 2014. And then we sort of think that we got God all figured out, that we know what his next move is going to be. It's so amazing how arrogant that we can be in the body of Christ, you know. And that's what it is. It's just a spirit of being arrogant, because, you know, we feel, okay, well, God did it this way, God did this, he did this, okay, well, next move he's going to do this. I got news for you. If you're thinking that way, you need to go in and repent. And secondly, okay, is that what God did then doesn't mean he's going to do it that way this time around. You know, you can't figure God out. You know, you can't put him in that box that what God did today, what he did yesterday, he'll do today. He is the God of yesterday and he is the God of today. But he don't have to operate within those parameters that we feel that he should operate in, because he's all powerful, almighty, all knowing God. So he can do whatever that he chooses to do whenever he chooses to do it. You know, so don't box him. You know, do not box God. Just let God be God, you know, and just receive whatever way that God works that situation out. You know, so often we think, okay, God, you know what, I need you to work this situation out this way. And God is saying to you, okay, you know what, can you trust me? Whatever I work it out, will you still trust me? Will you still worship me? Will you still serve me if I don't answer this prayer this way? So often that we, even in the body of Christ, that we serve God, but we don't serve him wholeheartedly, because we serve him as long as everything is going good. But then the moment all hell breaks loose in our lives and things is happening all the way around us, okay, then it's like, okay, God, where are you at? God is there. Sometimes God will bring you into a dry place to test your faith, to see, okay, are you going to be faithful? Are you going to stand the course? You know, are you going to praise me, okay, even if I take everything from you? You know, and it just reminds me of the story of Job. You know, Job lost everything, everything. And this was my devotion on yesterday morning, so God's been speaking to me in this area all week, you know. And, you know, Job, he lost everything that what he had, you know. And his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? But Job turned back. He says, naked I came in this world, and naked I shall leave out this world. You know, he didn't allow the things around him, okay, to throw him off course. You know, he kept on praising him. You know, and sometimes even when you're going through a difficult situation, and let me just explain to you about Job, because then after that, okay, when Satan knew that he couldn't do it, and this was God reminded me this morning, that even Satan, you know, God called a meeting with all the angels, and Satan showed up, you know what I'm saying? And Satan said to God, you know, he says, you know what, you have a servant, Job, okay? You know, I bet you anything that if I were, now I'm just going to urbanize it, I bet you anything that if I were to attack him and take everything from him, he wouldn't serve you. God was like, uh-uh, Job is my faithful servant. He will serve me. So God gave Satan permission, okay, that he can attack his wealth. But even God has his hands over Satan's life, because God told him, he says, but you cannot put your hand on Job himself. But you can attack everything else around him, but you cannot put your hand on him. So even Satan's hands are paralyzed to Almighty God because he couldn't do what he really wanted to do. If he really wanted to do it, he would have attacked him in every way. You know what I'm saying? But he says, but you cannot lay your hands on him. Okay, so God has power, all power over Satan, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to tell you is this, is that through it all, you know, Job was faithful. And then when that passed, then look what happened, okay? Then his wife tried to come and put some words in his ear, okay? He rebuked his wife and went on, but it didn't end there. Have you ever been in a situation that you're going through something and then here comes a friend? And sometimes that friend is not always the most encouraging friend going. But when that happens, just take heart. That's just Satan. It's not the person. So separate the person from what is coming your way because it's not the person. It's just that spirit that is in that person. It's the same spirit that entered into Judas when he betrayed Christ. That same spirit lives in this world today, which is Satan. Okay, so what happened is that he had three friends to come. You know what I'm saying? And so often when you're down, that's when those friends will show up, you know? So be very careful when you're in that season of transition. And I like to call it a season of transition because when you're in that season, anything can happen, you know? It's so much uncertainty, and that's when you just have to trust God in those uncertain times because God will work it out. You know, God has the ultimate plan for your life, you know? And, you know, you just have to know exactly, you know who's in control, but you have to know who you are and whose you are. And you have to know that you are a child of Almighty God. And because you're a child of Almighty God, just know that God has you in the palm of his hands, and nothing will take him. Nothing will take you out of his hands. Nothing. Okay? So in the next few moments that we have, I just want to speak to you about some announcements, and I'm going to pray with you, then we're going to just end the show. So my prayer for you this day is, you know, just be faithful, you know. And, Father, I just pray a special blessing over everyone that is listening, everyone under the sound of my breath. And, Lord, I just pray that you touch every heart, touch every life, oh God. Father, that you would just minister to each and every last one of them. Lord, that you would just keep them in the hollow of your hand, Father. Some of them may be in the wilderness right now. They may be in the valley. But, Father, but just give them hope and confidence, knowing that you're right there with them, that they are not alone. It doesn't matter what they may feel like because our feelings come and go, that we should not pay attention to our feelings because our feelings will mislead us each and every time. But, Father, but we have a confidence in you, and we have a trust and a faith in you because we're in relationship with you. And, Lord, I just pray, Father, that you would just give your people extra grace this day. Father, that you would just fill them with a little bit more grace today than they had yesterday. But, Father, impart this in their spirit, that your grace is sufficient for them. And I pray, Father, that whatever needs that may be represented in the hearts and lives of your people, Father, that you will meet those needs just where they at. And, Lord, that they will just humble themselves, Father. That's the word, just to humble ourselves. I know sometimes we don't like that word, God. But the reason why that we don't like it is because we have pride in our lives. And, Lord, I pray that you will remove pride from our hearts and our minds and our lives, Lord. Father, because we don't want pride to interfere with our relationship with you. Father, we don't want pride to just separate us from you, O Lord. And we don't want to be the fall of pride. So, Father, I just pray that you give us a heart, Father, a heart that seeks you, a heart that is a total heart that just yields to you, O God. And, Lord, I just pray a special blessing over your people this day. And we ask all of these blessings in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. The few announcements that I have tonight, you want to tune in under the Neocom Television Productions website, radio platform, which is Neocom platform, under Michael Anthony Johnson. I'll be coming live tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will be interviewing a group, and the name of the group is called Young Men for Christ. You do not want to miss them. They are a fresh group. You're going to love them. So tune in this evening and be blessed. And second announcement is that next week I have another episode. I'll be doing an interview next week as well on the 14th. You do not want to miss that. On the 21st, I have a Like, I'm going to be interviewing the contestants from The Voice. On the 26th, I'm going to be doing a very special interview. It's May the 26th. You do not want to miss it. It's on a Tuesday. I'm going to be interviewing a gentleman by the name of Mike Hollinger. His wife was diagnosed with final stage cancer a few years ago, and she went home to be with the Lord, in 2014. And at the time, she started writing a book, and her husband has finished the book, and it's being published. In fact, it'll be out this month in May. So I definitely want you all to tune in to this heartfelt story of a man and his courage that he had to go through the battle of cancer with his wife, and just to see how him and the children are doing right now. So you do not want to miss May the 26th episode. And then on the 28th, which will be on that Thursday, that will be the final episode for this broadcast, From Insanity to Sane. But From Insanity to Sane Radio is not going anywhere, because I still have From Insanity to Sane under Neocom Television Productions on Wednesday nights and Thursday nights. But this platform on Thursday mornings, we will be putting it to rest on May the 28th, and that is my last message. When one door closes, another opens, and I will be going into more detail about that particular title of that message. So tune in on May the 28th to hear that message. You can hear me every Wednesday evening on Real Women Real Talk platform. That is on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That platform, I will be putting that to rest as well. Early part of June, I still have some interviews that I'm going to be doing between now and then, but you can continue to follow me over there as well. I will have a special message as well for that last broadcast as well. But I will definitely be explaining to you on May the 28th the message entitled, When One Door Closes, Another Opens. So be blessed. Just remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and I will see you next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be tuning in tonight, and continue to follow me on Wednesdays and Thursday evenings, under Neocom Television Productions platform. You do not want to miss any of those episodes, those interviews. I have some very special interviews that are coming up. If you have a story, or if you have a book, or you're an artist and you're looking for a platform for an interview and to display your work, please visit my website at www.frominsanitytosane.com. Click on Contact Me, fill out the information, and I will get back to you within 24 business hours. And at that time, we can discuss your opportunities that we can bring you on the platform and give you a platform to interview you. If you're interested in publication for Be Who You Are magazine, you may visit my website at www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info. So you do not want to miss that as well. Until then, be blessed and remember that God loves you. And remember also that we're praying for you from insanity to sane, and you continue to keep us in your prayers as well. Until next time we meet, God bless you and enjoy your weekend. Goodbye, everyone.